let's get out to the Home Run In Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, try it on the grill at your next cookout. Visit HRIGrilling.com for more info. And on the hotline, we find Gail Sayers, who is going to be busy this weekend. And you can be joining the fun in New Buffalo, Michigan. It's the Gail Sayers Celebrity Golf Classic this Saturday. And bright and early, going to start at 7:40, first tee off. Gail, welcome to the show. How are you?
You doing okay. How are you doing?
Doing well. And tell us a little bit about the golf tournament. It's going to raise funds for the Gail Sayers Center, which started in 2006. Sounds like it's a great cause, doing great things.
No, it really is. But you made a mistake. It's not 7:30. It starts at 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I got the wrong info. Sorry about that.
The registration is at 11:30.
Yeah, you're smart enough to sleep in on Saturday. There you go.
Right. But it's this Saturday, May 12th. It's in New Buffalo. That's about an hour and 20 minutes from Chicago.
Easy.
And it's an easy drive, right. As I say, we start at 11:30. And if you want to get tickets and things like that, you can call Gail Sayers, www.gailsayerscenter.org.
Yeah, still foursomes available. And by the way, if you happen to be lucky enough to get a hole-in-one, you'll be driving home in a Lexus, which is pretty nice.
We got two Mercedes-Benz waiting for you if you get a hole-in-one.
Wow, that's nice.
Put me down for one, Gail. I'll take one. Thanks.
Okay.
Everyone turn your back while I kick this one in. There you go.
Right.
What, the Gail Sayers Center, why'd you start it and how's it going?
Well, I think it's going very, very well myself, you know, and all the people that we have, our board members and things. We started it because there's a lot of people in Chicago, a lot of young people in Chicago that need help in the grade school level, from grades 6 to 12. And so we decided, my wife and I decided to start this center, and it's been going very, very well. And we always need help. This is why we're doing the golf tournament. And we got another Stars Evening with the Stars on August 18th. We got another thing that we've been doing that for about 5 years, and things are going very well.
Go to GailSayersCenter.org for all the information. You can still get into the golf tournament. Going to be a lot of fun in New Buffalo at the Whitaker Woods Golf Course this Saturday. And again, you can. It starts in the afternoon, so you don't have to get up at the crack of dawn to get over there. And Gail, I also wanted to talk to you. Saw Fred Mitchell, our buddy over at the Tribune, talk to you about Derrick Rose. And people of my age and my generation certainly remember you playing and playing at Wrigley Field and watching that horrific injury. Now, modern medicine has come a great ways since then. Back then, they would slice open your knee. It was major surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But here we go, a torn ACL, and it might be arthroscopic, but it's still going to be a long rehab. And maybe mentally as much as physically, that's what Derek's going to have to get through. Having played at such a high level for his entire life, now to be sidelined and trying to get back on the court, what's it like for a star athlete to go through that mentally?
Well, you know, it's going to be tough for him. You know, I think this is his first knee injury, and he needs to make sure that he does what the doctor tells him to do. You know, I know my knee injury. I didn't have the medical technology they have today. If I could have had that, what they have now, I probably could have been back out in 3 months. But I didn't have that, and my knee was torn up. I tore every ligament in my knee, and it was a very, very bad injury. And again, I had to do what the doctors told me to do, and I did that. And then the next year, I came back and I led the league in rushing. Yeah.
So this is good for Bulls fans to hear, Gail. So if he, as you said, if he does what the doctors tell him to do, do you think that eventually he can come back and be 100% and be what Derrick Rose was before? Because that's the fear going forward. Not that we're just losing him for these playoffs, but will Derrick Rose ever be the Derrick Rose we once knew?
Yeah. Well, I personally think he can, because the technology is so much greater. so much better, you know, than when I got my knee injury. And so I really feel that he can. And again, you know, he needs to, you know, go to the doctor every time the doctor calls him, and he needs to, you know, lift a lot of weights and things like that. But I really feel that he will be ready to come back and play basketball. Now, I don't know how long it's going to take him, but he could be ready. You know, hopefully he'd be ready next season and be okay and help the Chicago Bulls try to win a championship.
We're visiting with Gale Sayers. You got Molly and Hanley on the score. And Gale, you know, that's the thing when, you know, the other day you see Baron Davis go down, and he's much older. Obviously, it's at the end of his career. Maybe that's a career-ending injury, but he tore the other knee last year, and you always want to connect the dots, or fans say, well, you know, was he overcompensating, and that's why this knee, and he ended up tearing two ligaments in the other knee and dislocated his kneecap. It was just horrendous. And you wonder, because Derek went through, what, six different injuries this year. You know, it was the toe, then it was the back, and then, you know, now it's the one that gets him out sideline for good. And you just wonder if these things are connected, or if he plays so hard at all times that he never lets up, if you know, that's going to do him in eventually and prematurely.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know how many knee injuries he's had, but you have to, you know, talk to the doctor. As again, we have to talk to the doctor, and I think that if he's had one, two, three injuries, it's time for him to do something else. I really think so. But on my knee, it was the first time I've been injured on that knee, and so I did what the doctor told me to do, and things came out okay for me. But if you say one or two injuries and then you get another one, then you know, again, you hope you save your money, and it's nice to do something else.
You know, Juan talked a little Bears with you as well. I know, you know, Matt Forte, a year removed from when you were talking about he's a top 10 running back, they should pay him as one. Well, and we're no closer. He gets franchise tagged. Their negotiations really haven't moved an inch, seemingly, since you know, you made those statements a year ago. Is this thing ever going to get resolved to Matt Forte's way of thinking?
Well, you know, I just don't know, because it's been, I think, about 3 years, and they've been trying to get this thing done, and Matt doesn't like what they do, want to do. The Bears don't want to do what Matt tells them to do, and I just don't understand why they can't get together after 3 years, you know, and they haven't gotten together. So I don't know. I wish I was a little bit closer to the situation, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think what's going to happen is that you're going to look in the paper one of these days, and he's going to be traded to somebody.
Gale, aside from that, I'm very curious as to what you think of what the Bears have done offensively so far in this offseason. They made a whole bunch of moves. The two big ones, to me, the Brandon Marshall acquisition, and then the drafting of Alshon Jeffrey, the talented wide receiver out of South Carolina in the third round. Mm-hmm. What have you thought about the offensive moves they've made?
Well, I think they needed to do that, and I think those two individuals will help the Bears, you know, go a long, long way. But, you know, I'm hoping that our quarterback will continue to get better, because we need a quarterback. I really do. We need a quarterback, and I hope he gets better.
Well, we'll let you go, Gale. Again, this Saturday, 11:30 sign up in New Buffalo, Michigan. It's the Gale Sayers Celebrity Golf Classic. Still time to get involved here. You can have a chance to win a couple of Mercedes-Benz. GaleSayersCenter.org for all the information. The Whitaker Woods Golf Course and all benefits of Gale Sayers Center, doing great work for all sorts of students here in the city. So hopefully you're going to have a good day weather-wise. I know you have a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, Gale, thanks so much.